Oh, well, now I've been hearing folks tell that everywhere you go, and you've never done it here in Atlanta, but everywhere you go, that people really do like that. Would y'all do that tonight for us?
Be glad.
What do you call it?
Well, we really don't call it anything, Warren. It's a story. Well, you know, we went up to Kentucky and sang at a church where the Handle rattles. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
How many of you ever heard of a church that handles snakes? Oh, man, we got a mess of them.
Yeah.
All right, I will. We thought we had sung everywhere there is to sing. We had a chance one time to sing in Carnegie Hall. We sang in almost every country peaceful to our country around the world, and in almost every city, for instance, in Germany and Holland and Spain. We sang in every kind of church you could imagine and every kind of auditorium, and I thought that if nothing else, we had seen about all the crowds. And here not too long ago, we sang in a church up above, well, I won't say up above where, because then I'm going to start pinpointing the church and might get myself in a little Dutch, but up in the mountains of Kentucky. We sang in a church unlike anything I've ever seen in my life. This church had been writing us to come there and sing, and our agency told us, when you get in 100 miles of there, go and sing. And we did. We pulled up in front of this church, and it was an old church. It was over 100 years old. It had never even been painted. It had 3 drop lights inside. We had to run drop cords a half a mile to get to our amps to plug up. When we pulled up in the yard, I told the children here, I said, we're going to have ourselves a time tonight. I just knew that old church is going to be full of spirit. And it was, honey. It was. We went in there. After we sung about 3 songs, they were shouting all over that church. I've never seen so many people in one church shout. And in a little while, they shouted themselves right around in back office. 3 ladies and 2 men. Well, now, when we were hooking up, we saw some curtains or something laying over some boxes back there. We didn't pay any attention to it. Didn't know what was in there and didn't care. But in a little while, they came out around us with 5 of the biggest rattlesnakes I have ever laid my eyes on. I like to die. When the service was over, they told us that the biggest rattlesnake they had in that service was 5 feet long. Honey, the one they brought by me was 27 feet long. Let me say this. I'm not knocking these people. I promise you I'm not knocking them. I don't know if they're right or wrong, you know. I tell you, they claim that they read in the Bible where Moses had enough faith to take up the serpent. And some members of their congregation claim to have that much faith. And I'll tell you one thing I found out before I left there. They had a whole lot more faith than what I had. Now, this one woman stopped about 2 feet from where I was trying to pick and sing. I didn't even know what key I was in. She took that rattlesnake with a head as big as your fist and held it up and stuck it right down in her face and shouted in its ear, if a rattlesnake's got a ear. She wrapped that thing around her neck. She threw it down on the floor, kicked off her shoe, and put her bare foot on top of its head. When she throwed that thing down on the floor, its tail missed my foot about that point. I done a little shot myself. And she thought I was in the spirit. And brought me one up. But I saw right away that we had a house full of people and we didn't have but 5 rattlesnakes. And I want you folks to know one thing they ain't agreed upon in my body. I told him to give mine to Geraldine. You know, now I'm scared of rattlesnakes. These girls are scared of potato bugs. It hadn't even dawned on me that Dale's in the world. And all at once, I remembered him. And we had already backed up as far as we could back. And I looked around at Jerry, and she was the color of cotton. And I knew she was about 17 seconds from hitting the floor. She looked over there at me and said, "What in the world are you going to do?" And I said, "Just take it easy. Don't panic." I said, "Just look around and find out where the back door is." She said, "I already looked and there ain't none." I said, "Reckon where do they want one?" In my guitars and amps. Now, if you ever get a chance to go to church where they take up the sermon, I want you to go. Sit on the back row, but go. I stood around and I mixed and mingled with these people after service was over. I just couldn't leave. Man, I wanted to talk to these people. I wanted to hear more about them. I was interested. Anybody got that kind of faith or whatever it is it takes to pick one of them up? I mean, a frog I can see. And I was talking to the preacher back in the back of the church, and I was telling him, I said, "Well, I ain't no way I'd knock him." He said, I hope you don't disapprove. And I said, "Ain't no way I'd knock him, man." I said, "There ain't no way I could pick that thing up. I've seen him now, and I couldn't touch one of them." And this lady walked up to me. She said, "Brother Wendy, you mean to tell me if the Lord commanded you to take up the serpent, you wouldn't take him up?" I said, "Yes, ma'am, I surely would. But he didn't, and I ain't."